have not made any disciple, either Indian or
Westerners,
but helping all in all ways. So I did not wanted to make any initiation or any disciple, but some cases came that I could not avoid, especially ISKCON leaders bonded me or to take to give initiation. They forcibly, they kicked out so many that if you are going to Narayan Maharaj, oh, they kicked out. So to give them shelter, I initiated someone. And then our society, they passed a regulation in our resolution that you should initiate. You know that at the time of Prabhupada, so many qualified, like Siddhar Maharaj, more than them, Hari Khanas Maharaj, Jajar Maharaj, Madhav Maharaj, my Gurudev, so many qualified. And they were sannyasi, but they never initiated anyone till the life of Srila Prabhupada. And after Prabhupada, they began to initiate. Similarly, in my Gurudev time, we never did. Even after his passing away, in the guidance of Bhavan Maharaj, myself, Tribhikam Maharaj, and there are so many qualified, but we never did. To initiate is a very weak, to take burden.
Responsibility.
But even to make our sampradaya
carry on the line.
We are doing something. So I think it would be better, though I have permitted them to give mala, my disciples like others, Madhav Maharaj, Arand Maharaj,
Deep Maharaj,
Ben Maharaj.
But if they are doing initiating, no harm, I will be happy. But their disciples will ulat them in ki gari.
Make them upside down.
They will have no honor for them after some time. Because, and they will begin initiating. So it is not good process. So I think it will be better that you have passed the resolution that if I am not going anywhere and I will not go there, they can take my japa mala and this especially, and on my behalf, being my representative, they can be. But it will be better that they told, why not by phone I should give them initiation or by authority letter that I am accepting you. And when they will go, they will take mala and this and they will
hand them over
there. No? So I went. And this should be what?
Our policy.
Policy, and this should be done. I know that my disciples like Arand Maharaj, Madhav Maharaj, Ashram Maharaj, or Bhakti Sar Maharaj, or anyone that don't like to be a guru, a charge in my present. So I told them that where I cannot go in the places, they should take my mala, and my representative, I will initiate them by phone or any, and they will go and they will give mala and what is necessary they should.
I will give initiation by phone at first. After that, he will give bid. When you will go, they will hand them over.
They should not try to be acharya or I am giving myself.
I am initiating. Guru.
This mode should not be. Otherwise, it will be very bad for them, not for me.
Second is, I shall give. Don't take from anyone.
Also, Gurudev, sometimes they are giving names even. And all this. This is not proper.
It may be that I should give name by phone or anything.
Yes.
It will be better.
By letter.
By letter. phone is now everywhere available.
Internet.
I think you had suggested me a very good thing. I was not thinking all this. I never do all these things. I know what kind of thing. And I think that you must do like that. Good suggestion you should give me.
I think everyone agrees with this, or if there is any...
But Panchali want to tell what?
Yes, I would like to say that I was initiated that way through Srila Prabhupada.
বলছি আমি ওই স্বামীজি দীক্ষিত হয়েছিলাম, উনি পত্রের দ্বারা আমাকে সব গ্রন্থ লিখে পাঠিয়েছিলেন।
ভেরি গুড, ভেরি গুড, থ্যাংক ইউ। দে শুড ফলো, আই শুড ফলো। দেন মোর,
ওকে। দ্য নেক্সট থিং উই ডিসকাস ইজ দ্য টুরস অফ শ্রী গুরুদেব এন্ড দ্য টুরস অফ আওয়ার লিডিং প্রিচার্স। শ্রী গুরুদেব, হি হ্যাজ requested again and again that more time should be made available for his writing. Also, his doctor has strongly suggested, also previously years, but especially this year, he said, you should not travel so much. If you want to continue to help so many devotees, then don't travel so much. So our schedules in the future will be a little bit adjusted. Srila Gurudev has requested that we arrange in such a way that he can come to Hawaii twice a year for writing, because it is very
writing
conducive.
And for my health.
For health, physical health, and for writing. And Gurudev.
He's from Hawaii. He's from Hawaii, that's why.
But he has visa problems. So this means 6 to 7 weeks in Hawaii to start the next tour. 1 week will be for programs where everyone is invited. The other 6 weeks, all the bodies should observe this request that don't come, and because if you cannot honor this request, then it will be so much unfavorable for writing and for so many other activities. In the meantime, our leading preachers will travel everywhere to inspire all of you. Yeah.
I'm very happy that now my sannyasis, like Arandya Maharaj, like Ashram Maharaj, like Sar Maharaj, like Van Maharaj, Tith Maharaj, Shyam Rani, Ishakha, and others, Ramachandra Prabhu,
Krishna
Bhajan Prabhu,
Radhanath,
or Radhanath, all are now well trained, and they can speak more better than me.
More longer.
No, longer, they can speak longer.
So I am satisfied, so much satisfied. And now more are coming, like what name? Atul Krishna, Janardhan, and so many are coming.
Upananda,
all are coming to help me. And Pushpadanta Prabhu also.
Gopavindapal.
Whether there should be family life, no home. I think that some are more superior and qualified than even sannyasis. I know. Like Kripa Ram and all are so. So, I'm very happy. So, I want to give my more time, which other cannot do. So, I want to make, to write books, which will be very soon. Also, Priyat Bhagavat Amritam, Bhakti Rasami Sindhu, all books. I know that other cannot do. They have not studied so much. So I want to give all this presentation for all I want. I also want that Arandya Maharaj 24 hours should not be engaged in preaching or all day. He should have some time to translate my books. And that is why I told him to train others also to help in our translations. This is more important. I don't want that now 24 hours Hari Katha telling. Oh, you should have some time. At preaching you will do. And some make some time to translate also and to speak some and chant. And others, those who are qualified, like Vat Maharaj, I don't remember this. Atul Krishna and others. They should give their energy. So that very soon we can do all these things. What more?
He wants to say something. Yes?
Gurudev,
will you still be coming to Badger?
Yes, must come. Once a year, Gurudev must come to Badger. So, if this is the situation, more writing, that means certain places cannot be visited, but some places Gurudev said he must come.
Once a year,
Australia.
In eastern side and once a year in western side.
Yeah.
And not everywhere. Sometimes here, sometimes there, sometimes. And you are invited all to come to India to me. In Vrindavan. Especially in Govardhan. And more especially in Radha. And if you like more, then Navadvipam, Maya.
Yes, then, as Sri Gurudev has now proclaimed that so many senior devotees, sannyasis, lady devotees, grihastha devotees who are very expert, they will preach everywhere.
They are managing here, cooking, helping in cooking, and other things. And they don't want any name and fame. They don't want to come in light.
In the front line.
In front line.
Behind
or light. Cooking department.
Dharmaraj Prabhu.
Dharmaraj Prabhu.
Where is Dharmaraj Prabhu?
He left already. He's
going to Boise.
Shikandi.
Shikandi.
Mahibaran.
Name list is there.
Nilachal. Nilachal.
Naam likha hai.
You should read the name.
A few more we have.
Oh, after that. One.
By Srila Gurudev's order, he is, by his causeless mercy, this wonderful festival is going on. And really, all honor is given to our Srila Gurudev. But by his order, with great pleasure, we'd like to recognize certain devotees who have helped so much. For example, many devotees have come before this festival. I'd like to point out Kamala Kanta Prabhu. Would you stand up? He actually came 3 weeks before the festival and has worked so hard on these grounds to make it beautiful for Srila Gurudev and the devotees. And also Sudevi from Canada.
Sudevi.
She's come also and she's been cleaning and helping with Dr. G's and doing so many nice activities. Also, Mahi Bhart's daughter, Gopa
Bhart. Oh, yes,
Mahi Bhart's daughter also. Anyway, she has also come and has helped so much.
Also.
And Damayanti Devi, daughter of Ramachandra Prabhu, she has also done so many things. And Rupa Manohar, also he came early and helped me with the festival. Gurudev has pointed out that Dharmaraj and has come and helped do the head up the cooking. He took over all the cooking.
And very Nilachali sister.
And Shikandi. Shikandi Devi also.
Oh, Nilachali Devi ki.
I don't want to. There's many devotees have done so many nice services. I don't want to overlook any of them, but
yeah.
I may make a mistake here. But anyway, I'd like to go on. Gaur Sundar Prabhu. He is clean. When everyone has gone to bed, he is still cleaning here in the kitchen. And every day, not just one day, every day. Son of Indra Dev Prabhu. Cooking in the kitchen, yeah.
Very good.
He was in
okay. Then also, one very nice devotee, Rishikesh Prabhu, has come and he is cooking bread constantly for Gurudev and all the devotees. Also, Janardhan Prabhu from England, he has been cleaning and washing pots.
But how Rama, Janardhan came?
Ramakanta
Prabhu ki.
Also, Dina Bandhu in our kitchen over here with Mama Raj has been cooking.
Banke Bihari.
Yeah. This Gauru Sundar is here.
Where? He's running.
Then,
Very good. Thank you.
Madame Mohan has been cooking so many pizzas and wonderful preparations and helping make donations for our school. And then we want to give special credit for Nanda Gopal and his family who always
family.
Also, Brajendra Nandan, he is the most selfless servant of Gurudev all through the year, not just for the festival, but all through the year. Just making this community beautiful by training these children to be like Gurudev's jewels. Also, Mahi Bhart and his whole family for putting on the plays and doing so much. He's also doing so many boulder runs in between these plays. And then Bhakti Ted, this is a person who is always cleaning constantly in the kitchen and washing all the pots.
What?
Bhakti Ted, I don't know where he is. There he is. Bhakti Ted Prabhu. Thank you. I'm sure I've overlooked some devotees, but there are many devotees.
Lalita.
Where is Lalita? Oh, yes, Lalita. Very good. And one we are missing, and that is Nirgun Prabhu.
Also, my son-in-law, Sachi, he has also cleaned all floors, shampooed everything for good day, done so many service, anything I want him, he does.
So all the sannyasis and other leading preachers will travel around constantly when Gurudev is on tour or in Hawaii so that everyone will benefit. And we have strongly requested and will make arrangement that they should never travel alone. Always one assistant should be with them.
Good song. Huge.
Then regarding the organizing or giving support to all the activities which are going on to new devotees and older devotees, Kriparam Prabhu, he has proposed certain things which are circulating here and there. Comments are coming, and he will again in any other period of time sit together with the devotees to discuss and work this out further. But we had nice discussions about this. Then there is an audiovisual department established. Shripad Bhakti Sarmaras has a very strong desire to make possible that Srila Gurudev will regularly appear on television. He told me that when his initiating guru, Srila Bhaktivinoda Swami Prabhupada, was present, he had his desire, but it could not manifest. So now he says he does not want to waste this chance. He's very inspired and determined to make this happen, even though obstacles are coming, but he is more than determined to again and again make arrangements. Some very qualified devotees are coming forward to make this happen. Then the last point which you discussed in general was the traveling preaching party. This is also one of the, we may say, inspirations of Shripad Bhakti Sar Maharaj. He is very much inspired to start traveling Sankirtan all over the United States and all over the world, actually.
God Pramananda!
This will be a wonderful program for new devotees, older devotees, those who want to take a break from their family life. They can hop on the bus and go everywhere. And daily Naga Sankirtan for 6 hours. Yeah. And after that, class and festival, and always traveling in the summer, traveling in the north, in the winter, traveling in the south, following the sun. Yeah, very good program. So Upananda Shripad Upa Nanda Prabhu will head up. Yeah, start this program very soon. Then very quickly I announce the names of the devotees who are involved in book publishing. We established trust, and the main trustee is our beloved Srila Gurudev. The next one, Shripad Bhaktivedanta Madhav Maharaj. Shripad Gopinath Prabhu. Shriman Radhakanta Prabhu. And myself.
No. Hey, why?
She's in another department today. The board of managers or directors who are overseeing all the local activities in America and South America is headed up by Sriman Nishtintyadas Prabhu Ki. You will be assisted by Nanagopal Prabhu and other devotees, Janardhan Prabhu in South America, where he will take full responsibility. Then for India and other areas, we have very good help with Sriman Prem Ras Prabhu, who is in India. He will continue to help and engage his energy in these areas.
Who?
Prem Ras Prabhu.
Also Nanda Kishore Prabhu and so many are helping in these areas. Then there is an established an editorial board for the safeguard that there should not be any confusion or too much confusion when we bring out any publication. It is essential to have a final editorial board so that all can agree with that. It has been on the agenda for many years, and now I think finally we have come to a very nice proposal. The chief editor of all the English publications will be Shripad Bhaktivedanta Madhav Maharaj. Assistant editors, yeah, Srimati Shamarani Dasi, Shripad Bhaktivedanta Bhagavat Maharaj, Shripad Bhaktivedanta Aranya Maharaj, Shriman Agrai Atul Krishna Prabhu, Shriman Gopal Vrindapal Prabhu, Shriman Gyandas Prabhu, Prem Vilas Prabhu, Amal Krishna Prabhu, Vaidya Yanti Mala Didi, Shanti Didi, and also Ratikala Devi Dasi. She will also be one of the editors. Also, one of the on the editorial board will be Shriman Tirthapadam Prabhu. Then we have the last point, Internet. The Internet is a very powerful preaching tool, and all of us can testify to that. Every day we visit the websites and we receive Harikatha in our mailbox. Srila Gurudev's lectures are going out in a wonderful way, and this is very nourishing and inspiring for all devotees. So this is a very wonderful preaching tool, and this the devotees who are mainly involved in this Internet division is Srimati Shamarani Dasi. She's transcribing all Gurudev's lectures with the help of so many assistants. So many are helping her. Then also we're very happy to announce that Sriman Gopal Vrindapal Prabhu has volunteered, and also we have requested him to help with this internet publications to make it very much attractive for the general masses of devotees. He is very expert and concerned, and we are so much thankful to him. Together with Mula Prakriti, we are always concerned that we should have a family of devotees, yeah, and that it should be a good presentation to the outside world. And we are so happy that they are helping and have helped already, but are helping more in these areas now. Also, Srimad Atul Krishna Prabhu will be helping in the internet. Srimad Kriparam Prabhu, he is the editor-in-chief of VNN and also of all the publications that will be going out, because he is very qualified devotee. Srimad Kishore Krishna Prabhu, Srimad Kaya Dhamana Prabhu, and Srimad Isha Prabhu will also be helping in the area of internet publications. Also, we are concerned that if anyone knows devotees,
one name in internet, Kishore Krishna Prabhu.
We have done Kishore Krishna Prabhu.
If anybody has access or knows about devotees who are expert in Hindi and English both, please communicate this to us, because we are very much in need of devotees to help to translate from Hindi to English. If you know anyone or more devotees, please communicate this to us so that we can approach them and see how they can be engaged.
One thing I'm going to request to you, that our present age is Kali Kal, quarreling, without any reason. So I am requesting you all, especially to sannyasis and brahmacharis, they should be so humble. And we should not quarrel among us. Always humble and in what?
Friendly terms. Polite.
Polite.
In harmony.
Then we can preach everywhere. And it will be stable.
Stable.
Stable. Stable. Otherwise not. We can conquer any heart by love and affection, not by controlling.
Yeah.
Yeah. So don't quarrel. If anything, mutually you should discuss. Or if you cannot do, and come to me, we will try to reconcile all these things. But don't in any way, don't have any contest or quarrel anymore. Gaur Prema. Any Krishna. Very good Krishna.
Yang kali rupa syariran ladarata
Yang kali rupa syariran
ladarata Yang kali rupa syariran ladarata
Yeah.
What is Allah?
Yes.
I know what it is, but I don't know.
Like Krishna Das sometimes.
In between.
Do.
I
heard Swami Prabhu do it today.
So you should do, Allah, you should try. It will make more sweet. Like when you are singing in loudly and add that A like that. O like that. Or for a minute, for a second, you can. Very good, thank you. This song is very difficult to sing. In India too, they cannot sing it so good. So my blessing to three. All is that they are receiving only from him. It is true. But here in these countries. Krishna Das is perfect. Sudarshan. He is Sudarshan is secondary. Thank you to produce this time. Thank you. Oh, I want that in brief you should explain the meaning of this kirtan. I've given they should try to digest. So many things I've given. And this is one of the best things.
So Srila Gurudev has ordered me to speak very briefly an outline of this very important kirtan. In this kirtan, the Vaisishtha, Avadan Vaisishtha, the speciality of the contribution of Srila Rupa Goswami Pad to Vaishnavism has been defined very elaborately. First, the poet Madhav Das is saying, Jan Kaliyu Rupa Sharanana Dharata Tan Braja Prema Mahanidhi Putrika Kona Kapata Udgharata. He's saying that, oh, very, very far beyond this material world, beyond Brahmajyoti, beyond Vaikuntha, beyond Ayodhya, beyond Dwarka and Mathura, there is a place called Braj. That is very confidential realm of the highest and sweetest and most beautiful pastimes of Sisi Radha and Krishna. That place is impenetrable. No one can speak of it, no one can think of it, no one can describe it. No one even knew what kind of love and beautiful pastimes were going on there. If Srila Rupa Goswami Pad had not descended into this world in this age of Kali, then the Mahanidhi, the great treasure of Braja Prem, it was brought to this world by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but it was locked in one iron chest. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu kept the key to that iron chest with Srila Rupa Goswami Pad. If he had not opened that iron chest, then the whole world would have been bereft of understanding anything about the sweetness of Braja Prem and the rasa, the mellows of love and devotion between Radha and Krishna there. Then he's saying, Nir ke rahamsana panavidan, just as a swan has the power to extract milk from a mixture of milk and water. So similarly, if Srila Rupa Goswami Pad had not separated so many tattvas of bhakti, then we would not be able to understand what is the true nature of Braja Prem. So there was some idea before the time of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu of what is bhakti, but no one could clearly understand what is bhakti rasa. So Srila Rupa Goswami Pad, by his books and teachings and his followers, he has cleared all these things. First of all, what is Shuddha Bhakti, Uttama Bhakti? He separated Gyana Mishra Bhakti, Karma Mishra Bhakti, Yoga Mishra Bhakti, and showed the world, oh, this is pure. He separated all the other things. This is Uttama Bhakti, pure Bhakti. And in pure Bhakti, he has described, oh, separated Vaidhi Bhakti from Raganuga Bhakti. And in Raganuga Bhakti, he has divided Sadhan Bhakti, Bhav Bhakti, Prema Bhakti. And there within Prema Bhakti, he has divided, oh, this Prema is of many varieties. Prema, Sneha, Man, Prana, Raga, Anurag, Bhav, Mahabhav, Rudabhav, Harirudabhav, Modan, Mohan, Udgirna, Chitra, Japa, Divyan, Mad, Madan, Bhav, all of these things. No one had any idea. Though some description was given in Srimad Bhagavatam, little, but no one could understand it. So Srila Rupa Goswami Pad, he gave all the definitions and all the examples also in his Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Ujjwala Nilamani, and by so many beautiful dramas such as Vidagdha Madhav and Lalit Madhav. So he has separated all these things and given the power of discrimination to his followers. It was not done before. Ko sabachaji bhaji prindavana ko sabagranta virachitam. If Rupa Goswami Pad had not appeared in this world, then who would have had the inspiration to leave everything and simply take shot of the dust of Vrindavan? That means dust of the lotus feet of Srimati Radhika. And if he had not appeared in this world, then who would have written so many beautiful granthas such as Uddhav Sandes, Hamsadutta, Dan Kali Komadi, and so many other beautiful books? Then he's saying, Japa Pitaban Pula, Palak Nana Bida Maharaji Aravinda, Somar Karabinu Pana Kona Janata Vidyamana Karibanda. He's saying here that Srila Rupa Goswami Pad, he was like bumblebee. The bumblebee, he goes to so many flowers and collects honey from there, collects nectar from there and makes it into honey. Unless, though there is the potential of honey within the flowers, yet you cannot make any honey. Flowers are there, but you cannot taste the honey. It was Rupa Goswami Pad who collected the nectar and made it into honey. In other words, in all the Shastra and so many writings of many different Vaishnavas, Srila Rupa Goswami Pad, he collected them together in his books such as Padyavali. You can see in Padyavali, Rupa Goswami Pad, like a bumblebee, has taken so many moods from many Vaishnavas and at his time and previous times and even unknown Vaishnavas, and he has put them in sections. What are these flowers? This flower means Bhava Kusham. So many different types of transcendental ecstatic moods of love. Then he's saying, Ko Janata Mathura Vrindavana Ko Janata Braja Gita Ko Janata Radha Madhavarati Ko Janata Soy Prita. Who could understand what is Brajaviti? In Vrindavan, the residents of Vrindavan, their feelings, their understanding, and their way of loving Krishna, he is very peculiar and difficult for anyone in this world to understand. But Srila Rupa Goswami Pad, he manifested it in this world. If he had not done this, Ko Janata Radha Madhavarati, Radha and Krishna, what kind of affection they have for each other? This was secret. We see that Radha and Krishna and their associates came into this world, but they have not described how they feel to anyone. Then all those associates again came in this world with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came, Krishna himself, in the mood of Radhika. Radhika herself came in the form of Gadara Pandit. Even Lalita and Vishakha came in this world as Sorgdamda and Rai Ramananda. They came here, but they have not. They were not very talkative. That means, what kind of secret things are going on there, they have not explained. But Srila Gurudev said, what is the speciality of Rupa Goswami? He is Vachal. Vachal means he was talkative. What they have not described. If you go to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and ask him, can you tell me about love of Radha and Krishna? What will he say? Na prema gando stidura pameharo kandavi so bhagya param prakashitam. Oh, I don't know what is prema. It is very far away from me. Even the smell of Prem, I don't know. Premadana bina vyata daritra divan dasa kori veta mori deho premadana. If you ask Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he will say, I don't have any Prem, I am a beggar. So they will not describe. But Srila Rupa Goswami Pad, very kindly, he explained these things for us. So now, this great Vaishnava Kavi, Madhav Das, he's saying, Jakar chana prasada sakala jana gai go vai sukha pavat. Those who, they take shelter of the lotus feet of Srila Rupa Goswami Pad, they can attain his mercy. They sing his glories with great happiness. And so he's saying, Charna kamale sharanagatamado tava mahima urlagat. I am praying that I can be completely surrendered at the lotus feet of Srila Rupa Goswami Pad and always sing very loudly his mahima, his glories. Why? Because Srila Rupa Goswami Pad, in that transcendental realm, he is the nearest and dearest. She is the nearest and dearest and Dasi of Srimati Radhika, Sri Rupa Manjari. As in transcendental Vrindavan, Krishna meets with so many thousands of gopis and Radhika. But who are they? Radhika is original. And all are only one mood from the heart of Srimati Radhika. Ananda Chinmaya Rasa Pratibhavitavis. From Radhika so many moods have come. Her manubriti in the form of Lalita Vishaka Chitta Champakalata. So in the same way, the maidservants of Srimati Radhika, Astamanjaris, they are all like one mood. Each one is different mood of Sri Rupa Manjari. So those who will take shelter of the lotus feet of Rupa Goswami Pad, take shelter of the lotus feet of Rupa Manjari, they'll have the chance to realize something of the deepest and sweetest and most confidential service moods to her lotus feet. So in this way, Sri Madhav Das has given us a chance by his own prayers to, in a simple way and very profound way, have a chance to make our life successful by giving our energy in the glorification for our own benefit and for the benefit of the whole world, of the glories of Srila Rupa Goswami Pad.
Gurave Gaura Chandraya Radhikayai Tadalayai Krishnaya Krishna Bhaktaya Tada Bhaktaya Pancha Kalpatarubhasya Krika Sindhavya Patitanam Pavane Vaishnavekyo Namo Mahabhadanaya Krishna Prema Pragayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gauratyaya Tavai Vasmi, Tavai Vasmi, Najiman Tayabina, Iti Vyakhyaya Radhe, Tanay Mahama Charanandhi.
You heard the glory of Srila Rupa Goswami. He has written so many things that even before, prior to him, even Jayadeva Goswami, even Billabamangal Thakur and Prabodhananda Saraswati, they have not written. And in his guidance, more something Raghunath Das Goswami has written. What is written? Like Jayadeva Goswami told, Jahi Jahi
Keshava.
No need of my decorating ears. Jahi jahi. Don't tell lie. That's all. And Rupa Goswami and Raghunath Das Goswami. Oh, they have written so many things that anyone cannot tell these words even in dream even. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu inspired him. What anyone does not know in this world, Even Chaitanya Mahaprabhu cannot tell that he told. He inspired to write all these things. Like in Brihad Bhagavatam, Sanatan Goswami has told for Gop Kumar, that is Swarup, perhaps.
Swarup.
That apt, written in this book, are apt told. Oh, anyone cannot write all these things. Never and never. So he has remembered all and has given in Brihad Bhagavatam Britam. Rupa Goswami has given more and more. I want to take you to reach there and to understand something if you are qualified. I think that if you are like so going on and more practicing bhakti yoga gradually, among you it may be that some may come and understand these jewels. I have come only to inspire you for these things. That anyhow you should have a greed for this. And what kind of that greed? Krishna bhakti rasa bhavita mati yato api labhyate tatra laulyam api mulyamekam koti janma sukriti. It is not like ordinary bhakti, this greed. Very high class of greed. So I come back. I should explain all these things in such a way that you have some greed for this. And for that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came, descended to this world with his associate like Gadadhar Pandit, Sarup Damodar Rai, Ramananda, Rupa Goswami, Sanatan Goswami, Raghunath and others. You are very fortunate, really, that you are in this life. So don't waste your time in worldly all these affairs. Gradually you should try to give up all these things and come in this line and be successful. Make your successful life. In the end, I want to to give my blessings to all. I know that from very far away you have come. Especially taking loan for your fares. I know some of them are poor person, very poor. And some were very engaged in their business. It is very hard to take them or 1 hour from them. But even you came here for 7 days here and hearing all these things. So my hearty blessings to you all. And so much blessing for the inhabitants, people of this very
New Braj,
that they have managed everything here. Very in Western countries, I have not seen a good gathering like this anywhere in Western countries or Eastern countries. In India, it may be
very
so
easy.
Many high class of devotees, sannyasis, and all. But in Western countries, it is very hard, very rare, and rare I have seen this. And that is why I come to this place, Beja, New Raja. So if I will come in Western countries anywhere to check my health in Houston and to write in
Hawaii,
I must come here also. So here I want to tell you one thing. Prarthana Srimad Bhagavatam. Bhakti Vinod Thakur had quoted it in Pancham 5th Yom Shodhan. Or added in Asakti. When Asakti comes, Tattayenu Kampam Susumit Shamanam Bhunjan Evatma Kritam Vipakam Kritavad Bhagubhi Vidadam Namaste Jive Mukti Padesh. Oh, what is the meaning?
In this verse of Srimad Bhagavatam, it says that the devotee may
what
encounter.
Is this? You should utter this shloka.
Taptenu kampam susumikshamano bhunjana evatmarpitam vipakam ritvagapur bhirvajadham namaste jivetayo mukti padesa daya bhak.
Very good pronunciation.
The devotee may encounter so many difficulties. In this world there are three types of distress. Adhyatmik klesh, those which are caused by our own mind and body.
Yeah.
Adibhautik, those which are caused by the disturbances of other living entities. And adidaivik, those which are caused by natural disturbance. But if the devotee receives these things, even very severe punishment, everything, he may go bankrupt. His family, friends may leave him, despise him, everything. Right. What does he think? He thinks, oh, this is Krishna's special mercy upon me. He thinks that, oh, it is a reduction. It may be that my head was to be cut off, but instead I have only got a little cut on my finger, a pinprick. And thinking that, oh, this is only caused by my past reactions. So even if some other person appears to have caused some offense to me, then I think, oh, it is only Krishna's mercy, that Krishna is so kind, I should have gotten a very bad, sinful reaction, but instead Krishna has given a very small amount, so I can very quickly be finished with all of my samsara. And in this way, the devotee offers pranams, obeisances from the core of his heart, with mind, body, and words. And this devotee becomes a fit candidate for liberation. And what liberation is that? It is entrance into the divine realm of bhakti.
Very good. Oh, there are so many jewels hidden, like him. I know. And I want to clear and to polish and to show that how glittering are they.